The HSE says there's been a 65% reduction in the number of people waiting more than 12 months for care in the past year because they've received the care closer to their home rather than in a hospital. It says that community specialist teams have contributed to reductions in hospital admissions and readmissions for chronic diseases. We're joined this morning by Dr. Orla O'Reilly, Clinical Lead for the Chronic Disease Management Programme for the HSE. Dr. O'Reilly, you're very welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Audrey.
That 65% number refers to how many patients who have been seen by community care teams in the past year?
It's over 4,000, Audrey.
And whom?
And they're patients who were on the long waiting list, i.e. waiting for more than a year. Mm-hmm. And when the new integrated care consultants, who are a new type of consultant who works 50% of the community and works 50% in the hospital, in the hospitals where we've had one of those for over 3 months, very significant improvements in waiting lists have occurred. So that's the 65%.
Okay. And will you tell us a little bit more about the patients? What are their conditions that they're being treated for?
Well, these particular patients we're talking about have chronic disease, so they might have heart failure, they might have COPD, they could have other cardiac conditions like arrhythmias, high blood pressure, they might have diabetes type 2. So all those sort of major chronic diseases.
And where are they being seen? Where outside of a hospital setting are they being seen and by whom?
Yeah, well, the ECC programme, as you're saying there, is designed to provide care closer to home to avoid hospital admissions and to support early discharge as well as address waiting lists. So it comprises of a number of elements, both strengthening community networks, providing older persons community teams, and also providing these ambulatory care hubs for people with chronic disease, which has specialist teams like specialist nurses, specialist physios, in them, and in these new integrated care consultants. So they support the general practitioner to keep people in the community and care for them in the community. And that's all in support of the general practitioner chronic disease contract, which pays GPs now for the last couple of years to proactively manage people with these chronic diseases in the community and not send them to hospital. So in fact, 91% of patients now, and there's over half a million patients being treated now under the contract for chronic disease in the community by GPs. 91% of those receive all of their routine care with their GP. So many of these patients would have gone to the OPD, to the outpatients, and joined the waiting list for their routine care, but they now no longer do so.
Mm. But I'm wondering how they're able to do that when you look at the figures then for the healthcare waiting lists, according to the National Treatment Purchase Fund, which said that at the end of February, for example, there was 889,000 plus people waiting on some form of healthcare. So why is it working for a very tiny number of people compared to the vast majority who are waiting for that first hospital outpatients consultant?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, look, the waiting lists are really long, but of course that covers every condition, including surgical conditions and including all types of medical conditions, not just the particular chronic disease conditions that this program is aimed at. So for people with these chronic diseases, we have seen an improvement because we've put in specific services that I was describing there under the Enhanced Community Care Program to address it.
But it's a tiny number, you would acknowledge that. How much would it cost to expand it to a much wider level to see even more patients outside of a hospital setting?
Well, I don't know the financial figures, Audrey. I'm a clinician, but what I do know is that it does far more than just see the people kind of over 12 months on a waiting list. It actually reduces admissions to hospital. So it's not just all about waiting lists, and it reduces ED attendance. I mean, the whole idea is that people are cared for in the community. And we see, as I said there, we see 91% of these people are now being completely cared for in the community. These used to go either on the waiting list or to ED if they had a problem. And we've seen excellent clinical results for people. For instance, 45% of people in the programme who had high blood pressure at the beginning no longer have it now. And similarly for obesity, and there was a 14% reduction in people maintaining their proper cholesterol levels, and 45% reduction in diabetic people keeping their blood sugar targets. So all of this, these clinical improvements, lead to a reduction in kind of deterioration or exacerbations of their condition, which they would otherwise turn up to ED and you know, be admitted and whatever. So we've seen a 16% reduction in the chronic disease admissions over the last couple of years, and it's holding at 16% reduction since before the programme was brought in.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Orla O'Reilly, Clinical Lead for the Chronic Disease Management Programme for the HSE.